If people are true disciples, they will prove it by the fruit that their spiritual union with Jesus produces. It is that the powers of Jesus that flow through you and that enables to produce the fruit, not that you produce by your hard works or by your continued relationship with your skill or patterns of your way of relationship with the spiritual world. But it is God that work in you and that enable it to produce a better fruit. So among those fruit are obedience, life, joy, and effective prayer. You have different kinds of fruit. But the Bible says that the fruit is not our fruit, is a fruit. So you have to be careful in this, that because it's not, you have to get lots of fruit. Out of them, you may have at least one. So you have to think about, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, and you ask what you desire, it shall be done for you. But by this, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit. So you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also love you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I keep my Father's commandment. Abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, that your joy may be full. The joy, the complete joy, the complete happiness that comes only when we completely obey, become disciples, obey the Lord's commandment, and have a better relationship with God. That times we produce a better fruit. It is because of relationship with God and the works of the Holy Spirit that work in us through the Holy Spirit that enable to produce a better fruit and a better things. That is why it says that your joy may be full. You may have heard a lot of Christian peoples. They grow up in a Christian family, later on they have a horrible Christian life because they have relationship with God once, but they've moved in their own way, their own pattern of following God. But God wants us to be humble and to have a closer relationship with him so that we produce through him the fruit. And that will be glorified the Father. At the same time, Jesus himself said that I myself abide in God's, my Father's commandment. So you also have to abide. That is one thing very important. I did it and you also have to do the same thing. It is not an excuse. It's not that another option. As a Christian, we have to obey. It's a commandment. So just as I have kept my Father's commandment. So it's a commandment. Jesus himself abstain from all the sinful world and he keep it separate, holy, and to be a vessel for God. So he used that purpose so that he become an instrument and useful for God, not to become a glory by himself, but for the glory of God. So he himself saw the example, so that you and I have to follow the same patterns, that we must obey commandments. That obeying commandments will never hurt us. It will glorify Almighty God, number one. And number two, it will transform our life. And number three, it will be a testimony for others. Amen? May God bless you all. Thank you. Have a good day.